Superstorm Sandy is still doing a number on the New York metropolitan area. Joining us live, CBS News anchor Heather Bosch, who is in lower Manhattan this morning. And I'm looking at the New York Post, Heather, right now with a headline this morning of one word, despair. One in five in New York still without power. Is that right?
Yeah, plenty without power here. You know, it's funny. New York is trying really hard to get back to normal today. I'm down in Battery Park, and usually this place is just packed with, you know, joggers and business people and tourists. This is where you can catch a boat to see the Statue of Liberty. And it is just doggone eerie. There's nobody here. The only sound is this creaking empty dock next to me. And there's debris everywhere, signs and branches and sandbags that look like they were tossed aside like some beanbag. This certainly got the brunt of Sandy the other day.
Even in the Wall Street area, Heather, they're saying some of those office buildings down there won't open until early next week.
Probably not. It's like New York is playing hurt today. It's trying hard. There's some transportation. Lots of cars and taxis out today. Haven't seen that in a couple of days. But the subway is still closed down. Public schools are still closed. The stock market is hoping to open, but some businesses, you know, just can't get people into town, or they don't have enough power, and they won't be up and running yet. There are some, I believe, JFK is open and LaGuardia is not. So if you're trying to fly anywhere, you've got to call your airline, bottom line, because that's not all straightened out yet, guys.
You know, one of the ugly sides to this, other than the damage caused by the storm, apparently I'm reading many police accounts here of more and more looting and concern that that problem will grow in New York.
Yeah, that's one of the sad things we as reporters and journalists always see. I don't know why that happens, but there's always an opportunist that comes in and tries to take advantage of the situation, especially when you have areas like Hoboken, which is a disaster area. The National Guard's been over there trying to pump water out of people's basements, or Staten Island, where you have a similar situation. People can't stay there. They've got to get out. And then, of course, as you mentioned, the looters will come in and take advantage of that. It's just one of the tragedies we see sometimes.
What's going on by that scene of the crane that's dangling over 57th Street?
A lot of nerves on edge. I work right down there. And, you know, people are driving around, the cars are there, but then you look up and see that crane is just sitting there. I'm not sure what the plan is for getting it down. They're going to have to do something. But I can tell why it might take a while to figure out what to do, because it's dangling off a luxury high-rise, and it's a major, this is a huge crane up there that's dangling.
Now,
certainly something that makes you a little nervous.
Now, New Yorkers have to have their coffee regular and bagel in the morning. Are places open for that?
Some are open. Yeah, absolutely. You know, even in New Jersey, where I was yesterday, which took the brunt of the storm, there are places open. A lot of the stuff you would typically think open, no, but once in a while, you'll be able to find your bagel. I will. I have bagel radar.
All right, Heather, thanks. CBS News anchor Heather Bosch.